Phoenix Audio presents
Another City Not My Own by Dominic Dunn. Yes, yes, it's true. The conscientious reporter sets aside his personal views when reporting events and tries to emulate the detachment of a camera lens, all opinions held in harness. But the man about whom this narrative deals did not adhere to this dictum, at least when it came to the subject of murder, a subject with which he had had a personal involvement in the past. Consequently, his reportage was rebuked in certain quarters of both the journalistic and legal professions, which was a matter of indifference to him. He never hesitated to speak up and point out in print or on television that his reportage on matters of murder was cheered for in much larger numbers in other quarters. His name, as it appeared in print, or when he was introduced on television, was Augustus Bailey. But he was known to his friends, and even to those who disliked him intensely because of the way he had written about them, as Gus, or Gus Bailey. His name frequently appeared in the newspapers. His lectures were sold out. He was asked to deliver eulogies at important funerals or to introduce speakers at public events in hotel ballrooms. He knew the kind of people who said, "We'll send our plane," when they invited him for weekends in distant places. From the beginning, you have to understand this about Gus Bailey. He knew what was going to happen before it happened. His premonitions had far less to do with...